And now, for the dramatic story of John's other wife. Elizabeth, the young wife of handsome 35-year-old John Perry, is going to have a baby. Has been told by Dr. Ferguson that she must not shoulder any worries. But the worries have come thick and fast. 100 employees fired from the Perry department store at the instigation of John's partner, Ridgway Turl, and the beautiful foreign decorator, Marina Marinoff, rioted, led by a man named Timmons, and stoned John, and now John lies ill with an ugly gash in his head. Elizabeth it was who put down the riot. Elizabeth it was who rehired the employees in John's name and persuaded the now repentant Ridge to clear John of any blame. But John believes that the clever and unscrupulous Marina saved him, and he quarrels with Elizabeth on this account and suffers a relapse. Elizabeth, exhausted and frightened, calls the doctor. 15 minutes later, as the clock strikes 9, Dr. Ferguson arrives.
He's come, the doctor, at last. Oh, Dr. Ferguson.
Here I am, Elizabeth.
Thanks for hurrying. Come in.
John's had a relapse, is that it?
Yes, Granny's with him now. I waited downstairs for you. Do you want me to tell you how it happened?
Yes, briefly as you can. Now, Elizabeth, this won't do. It's nothing to be frightened about. We'll fix John up in no time. You mustn't worry. Remember your baby that's coming.
I do remember, but how can I help worrying? John's had a fever, and he said some things to me he didn't mean. And then he was sorry and tried to get out of bed.
I see. And he fell?
Back on the bed. He fainted. Granny couldn't bring him round. But you can, Doctor. Can't you?
Of course. You just trust me.
Shall I take you upstairs now?
In a minute. Come here, my dear. I want to look at you first.
Oh, I'm all right. Please, think of John.
Your face is white and strained. Your eyes are hollow. Have you been worrying about things other than this relapse?
I couldn't help myself. Please.
Well, you're my patient too, Elizabeth. A very important one right now. And I don't like to see you neglecting my serious advice.
Doctor, what could I do? I went away to Forest Lake to rest. There was a little trouble there, caused by the people I went with.
Yes,
I got no rest. I sent for John to bring me home. And then, no sooner were we back in this house, those 100 men and women John's partner had fired from the store came here and rioted, blaming John. And he was hurt. And there wasn't anybody else but me to go down to the store and clear him of all the blame and get his partner to take those 100 employees back. So I did it, and then when I thought it was all over and I could be happy again, a woman from the store, a woman who likes John, Marina Marinoff, came here tonight and made the trouble that caused the relapse, so I...
Yes, I see. But it's got to stop now, Elizabeth, for your sake and your baby's sake. Do you understand me?
Yes, Doctor.
Ah, that's a good girl. Now, shall we go upstairs to your husband?
Yes. I'll feel all right again when he's all right.
Oh, he will be. In a minute, I'll have him...
Oh, there's someone at the door. I'll have to go down again.
I'll go ahead. I know where the room is. And don't you worry.
Evening, Mrs. Perry.
Why, it's Fred Timmons from the store.
Yeah, me and Miss Foley and Dan Hale. We've come as a deputation from the 100 employees who were fired that time.
Oh, how nice of you. You've come to ask for Mr. Perry, haven't you?
Well, we'd like to know how he is.
He's had a relapse, Mr. Timmons. The doctor's with him now.
Oh.
He says not to worry, but if I can't ask you in, you'll understand, won't you?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. We didn't know. We certainly hope you'll be all right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all a lot. And now
Mrs. Perry, could you stay here a minute longer with us? Because, well, you see, it was you this deputation come to talk to.
I?
Yeah, and, well, they want me to speak for them. They want you to know they're awful grateful to you for getting their jobs back so soon. And...
Oh, why, Mr. Timmons, nobody should thank me. It was my husband who gave you the jobs back. But he was sick, and I just carried out his orders.
Oh, we think you've done more than that, Mrs. Perry.
Yes.
Not that we've got a thing against the boss anymore. We know we're his folks, and he likes us, but, well, we sort of feel he's what you made him, and we think you're a grand little lady, and so, well, we want to give you a present, Mrs. Perry.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we set our hearts on it. We brought it tonight. It's here on the porch with us. Roll it over here, Hale, in the front hall.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Needs oiling, I guess, but you've got time to oil it. Ah, there it is, Mrs. Perry, with all our thanks, and we hope you like it.
A baby crib. A darling pink baby crib on wheels. Oh, my dears, I don't know.
Well, We hope the new boss, the one we're going to have 20 years from now in the store, you know, John Perry Jr., like you said, we hope he'll enjoy sleeping in this here thing. Say now, Mrs. Perry.
Don't you know I'm crying because I'm so touched and so very pleased by my present. The loveliest present in the world. And I don't know how to thank you.
I guess we've been thanked more than was needed. If you're pleased, we're more pleased than you are. And we hope the boss will get better soon. And, well, good night. Come on, folks.
Oh, good night, Mr. Timmons and Miss Foley. And good night, Mr. Hale. Please thank the others for me. And I'll see them soon. Oh, the dears. The dear things. To spend their money on me. I'll go up and tell John. A present to both of us. Loyalty from his people. He'll be so happy. He'll feel better then.
Elizabeth, coming up now.
Yes, Dr. Ferguson. John, is he conscious again?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. A deputation from the store just came and gave us a baby crib. That little one down there in the hall. I want to tell him.
Well, you may have to wait a little while to tell him.
Why?
He's delirious with fever, and he won't understand you just yet.
Oh.
Now, it's perfectly all right, and there's nothing to worry about. Just a matter of getting the fever down. You don't mind if I go to your kitchen?
No, why?
Well, I want some cracked ice for him, and I'll sterilize some hot water while I'm there.
Let me.
Oh, not you, and not your grandmother. She wanted to, but I'm the one to do the work around here for the next few minutes, until the nurse comes.
The nurse?
Will you please stop being frightened? It's not John who needs the nurse, or it's not Mrs. Manners. You're both exhausted, and I won't let you take the burden of his care any longer.
But we...
Now, be a good girl and go upstairs to your husband and leave everything to me.
Well, give it to me. I need it.
Granny.
Oh, it's all right, Elizabeth, child. It's just the fever. It'll be gone soon.
Oh, why of it? Come.
But, John, he looks at me and doesn't know me.
Oh, that'll pass. Just sit quietly and pay no attention to him. He's rambling. First, it was your wedding day, and now he's begun to talk about loyalty. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Where are you going?
To use the upstairs phone. That battered doctor says we've got to have a nurse, and I'm to send for her. Then I'll just take a look in the nursery to see if Carol's all right, and hurry back.
Don't hurry, Granny. I can manage.
Of course you can, child. There's nothing to be done but sit here. Only, I don't like the way you're shivering, or your color. Please, Elizabeth, dear, for all our sakes.
I'm all right. Granny, kiss me.
There. Maybe I'd better stay.
No. You send for the nurse and see little Carol. I'm all right, darling. Go ahead.
Very well, then.
Oh, John, my dearest one. If you only knew, you have so much loyalty. Downstairs in the hall, there's a little...
Loyalty. Give it to me. Come, Marina.
Marina.
I want you. Marina, come to me. I need you.
John, I'm here. Your wife, Elizabeth.
Marina.
No.
Marina, come.
No.
Marina.
You can't have her, do you hear? John, you can't have Marina. You don't really want her. You're only saying that because you're delirious. You... I tell you, John. Oh.
Marina.
Oh, I feel so funny. I'm sick. Oh, the baby. Oh, dear God. Oh, I'm afraid. Dear God, I've got to get help somehow. The door. Granny. The door.
Marina.
I've got to get help. Closed door. So no one can hear John calling for Marina. Closed door. Granny's not at phone. Gone. Oh, to nursery. Mustn't call her there. Mustn't frighten little Carol. Doctor. Get doctor. Downstairs. Get downstairs. Oh, I can hardly walk. My feet won't. No, I've got to get doctor. Bannister. Step. Down. Step. Oh. Oh, I've got to rest a minute. Feel so sick. So sick. Why doesn't someone come? Dr. Ferguson. No, he can't hear. He's in the kitchen. I've got to get down. Down. For John's sake. For John's sake. For him. can't cheat him out. 7 years. Wait, 7 years.